ओम शांति, ओम शांति। You are diving deep in the ocean of love, in the ocean of peace, in the ocean of bliss. Love, purity, peace and bliss. Actually, the property, personality, power of the soul. When we speak about purity, is free from pollution. Very clear mirror of the self, where one can see inner beauty of positivity, of self-respect, of the inner values, the eternal qualities of the soul, innate qualities of the self. Many of you, actually all of you, have had now 6 lessons already. In every lesson, this first step has been emphasized. You'd been here in the beginning. You are here sitting in Gyan Sarovar. Perhaps somebody would have given the significance of this place called Gyan Sarovar, the lake of knowledge. It is also remembered as Man Sarovar, a lake where the mind, man, takes a dip. And by taking a dip in this lake, the poor becomes wealthy, ugly becomes beautiful, old becomes new, a baby child, innocent. Transformation takes place because the lake has magic, and it's the magic of godly knowledge, it's the power of spiritual knowledge. Without a struggle, in a very natural way, the mind enjoys the positivity of thoughts, not struggling with thoughts, but valuing, recognizing how beautiful is my mind. Likes to be positive. And so what it is natural nature of my mind? Positive, pure, powerful. Enables me to live in this world. And I become like a lotus the lake of my life has been many waves in it. In the bottom may be something, some pulling, but then the lotus stays up above, untouched, uninfluenced, gentle, pure. Now what is happening? There may be a lot of mud in the lake, but then when few lotuses are blossoming, nobody says, oh, what a dirty lake. But they say, oh, so beautiful flowers. And so the first thought, concentrating or connecting the self with positivity, makes the soul beyond our own negativity that we have collected for a long time in our personality. And that has covered our beauty, and now we discover again and recover again, uncover again, discover our beauty, our wealth that we had within ourselves. It's a wealth of knowledge, it's a wealth of virtues, it's a wealth of power. Realization, who do I belong to? So this first realization of the self brings the inner truth, inner beauty, inner strength, and the soul begins to enjoy its own pure personality. And so what is meditation? Experiencing your own self. And then it becomes a magnetic pull, because it's the vibrations of positivity pulls you towards the ocean of world, unlimited, beyond. It's a natural nature, a river or a big lake. There's coolness in it, freshness in it, its property. And here, this natural quality that is flowing, the energy of knowledge is flowing, positive thoughts are flowing, it's moving towards the ocean. No matter how many mountains are in the middle, in the bay, on the way, obstacles are there, but the goal is clear. And so this, I belong to the Supreme Being, the Supreme Soul. So as you are going on a silent journey today, silent walk, while walking the road, just upward, also walk upward. The step of soul consciousness. And this step is a strength with three main qualities, that three main power in the soul, the positive mind, the clear divine intellect, and elevated personality. Mind, intellect, and personality are in harmony, and that is this powerful step. As you move one step, the second foot ready to go ahead. Journey begins with one step, and as one step is taken, the next step, left or right, left, right, without even any, it's not a competition, as a natural inspiration. It keeps the balance and strength to move forward. And so this strength of three powers together in harmony, the mind, the intellect, and personality traits, the soul, the living light. When the lamp is lit, three things automatically emerge the light, the heat, and the form, the aura. You blow up the light, the candle, all three are gone. You ignite the candle, light, heat, and aura emerges automatically. So soul consciousness means these three powers of positivity of the mind, clarity and divinity of the intellect, and elevated personality. Who do I belong to? I'm child of the Almighty, the personality of truth and bliss. The truth, beauty and bliss of the soul has a magnetic energy. As soon as you, vibrations of this thought, thoughts are creating vibrations, feelings, experience. You're moving upward, you're moving forward. And then the energy from above pulls you up like a magnet. Iron attracts iron, magnet attracts a magnet. Even there was some negativity, positivity pulls you. The power. And that's the experience of belonging to the Supreme Being. There's no more longing. As soon as I belong to God, my Supreme Parents, God belongs to me. And His properties, His powers are my natural inherent qualities and my inheritance. I'm not a beggar anymore. So this faith and intoxication, recognizing the self belonging to God, really to believe I am child of God, have faith in the intellect. The power lives in you. It's not a question of asking. Natural qualities, godly qualities still. And then the thoughts, as you are moving, it's not only just keeping the mind or mouth shut, but the mind begins to talk to the Supreme Being, because belong is heart to heart opens up. So you are not having conversation with each other. In silence you are conversing, having conversation, beautiful companionship, conversation, connection, relationship with the Supreme Being. And then there's the realization that here it's a different level of energy. You are no more walking here on this earth. Of course, the foot are touching the earth, but they are not touching. You feel that angels are walking. Who do I belong to? So magnetic energy, this from up above, is now is a different kind of, just like the when the earth has the gravity, brings us here. The purity, love, faith and bliss has the gravity to up above, pull up above. And so this is the is walk, angels are walking. I bring this consciousness of angelic consciousness. The weight is not there anymore. Lightness and light. And so it means that all these qualities of benevolence for others will come automatically when there's detachment from my own self. Where these qualities are coming from? It's coming and flowing energy from up above. So it's a balance of receiving and giving. Receiving and giving. And you are feel the automatic, this quality is automatically. And so throughout the day, even these actions are being performed, but it's a natural flow of this energy, experiencing and expressing. It's a balance at the same time. Experiencing yourself, what is coming from God. Without even thinking, it's being expressed. And that is what becomes a balance. Blessing from others come. And the power remains, there is stability in the self. So throughout the day, using these physical organs, driving this vehicle, perhaps maybe somebody would have used the analogy, this body is a car and you are driver, or this body is a temple and you are living light, or this body is a house and you are taking care of it. Whatever analogy, it's I am detached from this, but of course in control. This body is a car, and one request I will make, please. When you go, if you want to experience next day again as an angel, what I would like, just want to think about, where do you sleep? Do you sleep in your car? Check yourself. Do you sleep in your car? No. You have become very active of driving, no? But in the night, please don't sleep in your car. When you sleep in your car, you won't have a comfortable sleep. In the morning you will feel tired, won't have the freshness. Where do you keep your car? Do you know what I mean by car? Many of us, by mistake, sleep in the car. I'm not speaking about the car, the auto, the motor vehicle. I'm speaking about this. And when I'm sleeping in this conscious, oh, I'm tired, I did so much in this. So we are not detached in this. Cannot have a comfortable sleep. So don't sleep in your car. Can you accept this advice? Yeah? Please do not speak in your car. Leave your this car in the garage. That is your bed. And you rest in the lap of light. Then next day morning, you are as an angel, your incarnation of light, an angel of light, an angel of love, an angel of peace, an angel of purity and bliss. So that what you carry from here is transformation in consciousness, in personality, the power within the self. Power of truth, purity, peace and happiness. Now it's time to go for a walk. So I need to finish, I should finish here. A minute of silence.